Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and we're going on to the blog again. We're going down to Magnetic Will Part 2, and we're going down to talk to you today about magnetic connection. It's very, very, very obvious that when we are faced with interpersonal communication, that it's really important to be able to do that in a way that doesn't give away our power. Now, you can't give what you haven't got. If you haven't got any power to start off with, you won't be holding on to any power in the first place. But I've got to say, most people are born with some power. And in a conversation with another person, there are things that will make you powerless. Number one is reacting to another person, any form of reaction. Number two is aggression, trying to force your way. Number three is trying to win an argument. Number four is having an opinion about something, anything, and fighting for that opinion. This is a small world thinking, and so there are ways to hold your power. One is being polite, the other is generous, another one is being kind, another one is being complimentary. All of those things are high up on the consciousness cone, as you've seen before. Those things are things that you can own and value and treasure. What we realize in a conversation with another person, there are a few things that are really important. I'd like to demonstrate them on the graphic. So let's just go now to our screen and have a look at what's going on. The first thing you'll notice when you come to this is that everybody has an energy, a circle. And when we have a conversation with someone, anybody, they're going to overlap us to a certain degree. And this area in between is really, really important to define. So we can see in this diagram that when this person comes to a meeting, they've got this area of their life or this zone of interest. And when this person comes to the same meeting, they've got this zone of interest. And so we get what's called the overlap in this area in the middle. We get this overlapping zone of interest between two people. If one person has more interest than the other, then their available space will be far larger than this other person is willing to negotiate. So we all always talk about this in terms of neediness. When we come to interact with another person, how desperate are we? How needy are we? How important is that meeting to us compared to the person we're talking with? And this comes down to all aspects of romance, communication, sales, leadership, or whatever. Let's try and draw a nice circle for you. One person is disinterested in a conversation, and another person is very interested in a conversation, you can see that there is a massive disconnect, because here is the amount of interest shown by this individual, and here is the amount of interest shown by the other individual. And there is a disconnect. The way we can cause other people to be as interested in a conversation as we are is by understanding their values. And I think one of the big issues we have with all conversations and all communication we have with people is to assume that everybody's sane. So my grandfather and my great grandfather, my great great grandfather, my great 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 grandfather passed on to me a way of thinking that would could be called the walk away. And I inherited that from my dad, the walk away of thinking, which means I've got a set of values. And the weird thing about this is that I think everybody thinks like I think. Everybody values what I value. Therefore, everybody will do what I would do under the same circumstances. This is not true, because everybody else got handed down from their parents a way to think. And from their circumstances of life, that way to think got modified and massaged and experienced and taught. And so that other person thinks about things differently. Now, we all think that everybody's sane. We all think that everybody is coming to the table with the same rules of the game, the same awareness. Just bear with me, I have to end. So we can see that an individual might be more engaged than we are, or we might be more engaged than another person is, because we have a different valuation of the conversation. And the way to make sure that we are respecting this different interest that two different people may have is to try to find what that other person's values are. They are definitely not the same as yours. They will look possibly even insane from where you look, because you'll go, how can a person value that when I value this? Or why in the hell does that person not value what I value? Why does that person value one thing when I'm offering them something fantastic, but they don't care or they don't engage? And this is the, when we have corporate values, we are asking everybody to become like-minded in alignment with the company's values. But there are individual values, and this is where motivation, loyalty, and commitment come from. Motivation, loyalty, and commitment come from the idea that our individual values must be satisfied in order for us to then be interested to satisfy the company's values. This is called the loyalty, commitment, and motivation process. Let me just try and get this on the screen. So loyalty, commitment, motivation process is five columns. Column one is job description. Column three is personal vision. Column five is company vision. And the job description and the personal vision, the question's going to be that you've got to put to each individual employee is, how does doing your job get you your personal vision? And this will link to their values. So in other words, their intrinsic and extrinsic values will be met by understanding how doing each of the things in their job description at work gets them what they want in their vision. And that link between the job description and the vision is the link to their values. So that engages the individual at the personal level. So that's the difference between motivation and inspiration. This first step is what we call inspiration. People are intrinsically motivated or intrinsically inspired to come to work. The next step is to ask, how does that job description get the company what it wants? Now that's called motivation. And this goes down in this column. How does this job that they're doing with the company vision over here, how does their job, let's change the color, how does their job get the company's vision met. Now, this is where we get company values aligned. It's a very, very simple process. I call it the LCM, loyalty, commitment, and motivation. From here, from job description to company vision, we can say there's motivation. From job description to individual vision, there's inspiration. It's really important to differentiate, because inspiration trumps motivation every time. If a person's not inspired, not personally inspired, then the company vision and the company values are completely secondary to them, and they will go after anything they can do to change their job description, change what they do at work to meet their personal vision long before they'll do the company values and get the company vision. That means that we can get people being quite in breach of what we thought they were going to do, because their personal inspiration is not being met. So in communication with another person, it's the most important thing is to hold your power. That doesn't mean cold or withdrawn or holding back. Firstly, there must be an internal enthusiasm. You need to be enthusiastic about communicating with that other person. Enthusiasm, which means you need to know that in that communication, your personal values and your personal vision is being achieved. That's number one. That's internal. That's a secret. Your external self will be saying, I'm really interested in this other person because my external values are being met. My external requirements are being met. My goals are being met. My ambitions are being met by this conversation. And now we got both motivation and inspiration going, got the external and the internal working. We have what's called personal magnetism. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.